Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the program. Pal, Frank Kelly and the... Good morning, Frank. How are you?
Really
scale of 1 to 10. Scale of 1 to 10, how are you?
6.3. Well, wait, good. Let me finish my decimals.
Okay.
6.3.
Well, I heard the point three.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I thought you had more decimals after that.
Oh, no, 6.3.
Right, 6.3, that's pretty good.
6.328.
Good.
Okay, good enough. Take it to the thousands, you're fine.
You're over half.
Yeah, yeah, I'm doing all right.
All right, good.
Not awful.
All right, you got a show coming up.
I do.
Right to business. Wow.
Yeah.
That's why we're here.
Yeah. You know, what's funny is usually we forget to do the plugs.
I don't want to forget.
Yeah. I'm in the Wisconsin Dells. I'm not going to be doing Milwaukee this year. I'm skipping Milwaukee. We've got some flag football tournaments and stuff going on. Usually I'm there in January.
Is it in protest of the marathon screw up?
Yeah. Right.
I don't even know what that is.
They have a marathon. Well, they had two marathons here in the last couple of weeks. And first one,
the one we had over the past weekend
was a little short.
And it's a qualifier for the Boston Marathon. They were half a mile short. So nobody's times count for the Boston Marathon.
We'll just have them go run a half a mile somewhere.
Well, that's what I kind of thought. But it's kind of like in the dirty, the Great Escape when they pop up and go, we're 10 yards short. It's like a problem. Yeah. It's a problem.
The problem I see is that I'm thinking like Brian. That's more the issue to me.
Yeah.
Go run another half mile.
Don't let that happen too much.
Add that onto your time.
Yeah. So Wisconsin Dells, the Crystal Grand Music Theater. I don't know the website for them. FrankOnStage.com is where you can get the tickets.
Is it a big room, a little room?
I'm guessing it's like 1,500 to 2,000.
That's a large room.
Wow. Yeah, it's probably a little bit smaller than the Riverside.
Yeah.
That kind of deal.
There are 1,500 people standing there with baseball bats. I'd be going, that's a big crowd out there. Jeez.
I love where you go with that.
The size of the crowd is dependent on what they want to do to you.
Yeah. I like how you kind of played it safe, too. Baseball bats, they can hurt you, but it's not going to get controversial.
Right. Hey, I'm a pro, Frank.
Yeah.
I know where the line is.
Yeah, I saw that. Still sports. You can still talk sports with it, so Zabin could be involved.
Sure.
And I've seen you take your hacks at spring training, so that ties in.
Let me tell you this. I went to go hit again. I went to hit with the Diamondbacks at the right after spring. It was in the beginning of the season, I guess. And I'm 40. I keep telling people the wrong age. I was born in 74, January, so I'm 43. A couple years ago, I hit one out foul. This year, at 43, I could barely get it out of the infield.
What? Really? What?
I don't know. It's just not. It's gone.
You were raking a couple of years ago at Brewer Camp.
I still hit the ball hard. It just doesn't go anywhere. I don't understand.
Were you just?
Or I think maybe I'm just telling myself.
Maybe it was an off day.
Yeah. I don't know. The ball didn't carry the
same
way.
Were you hydrated?
I think so.
Did you have a banana? Have a plum?
Did you? Were you with 1,499 of your friends outside the Crystal Grand Music Theater waiting for Frank with a banana?
Banana, yeah. You need potassium, Frank. You're getting to that age where you got to start thinking about these things when you start your day.
Thanks, moms.
Are you on supplements?
Well, they test you before batting practice now, so.
I want you to be able to hit.
So the Dells, the show is tomorrow night.
Yeah, that's tomorrow. It's tomorrow, yeah.
It's tomorrow night. It's Friday night in the Dells. You can get your tickets at frankonstage.com.
Yeah.
Now I thought of this right after you told us that you have a website called frankonstage.com, and I thought that's a great idea. And like you said, it's easier than spelling Caliendo.
Yeah, people get it. Because when I would go, especially when I first started out doing comedy, I'd go to like Minneapolis or something where it's all like, you know, Vikings descent. I would go there. And,
careful, me and Jensen over here.
All Jensens and Nelsons up there and Olsons.
Yeah, well, I'm not saying I didn't mean it. I didn't mean it in a bad way. you just look ugly. I don't mean that in a bad way.
Just saying.
What was it? Oh, so I get there and they didn't know who I was at all. So they does is that Frank Calamari there?
Yeah,
I'm a seafood.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, so it's so frankonstage.com became the easier way. And there were different things. Do we, my brother who runs the website and stuff like that, do we put dashes in there? I'm like, just keep it simple. Just frankonstage.com.
Sure. Dumb it
but
down.
Frank is spelled with PH.
Oh, shit.
Like Phoenix.
The opening hurdle. Just try.
Are you guys ever coming back out here to Phoenix? For spring training again?
We're going to Jamaica this
year. Yeah, we've got a – why don't you come with us on Spring Bend?
When are you going there?
We are going March 3rd through the 10th. We're going to Jamaica this year, Montego Bay.
Oh.
Whoa, did you hear that, Brian?
Oh.
Yeah.
No. I think I'm working. Oh, I got to schedule. I got to schedule something.
Why don't we go to Frank on Stage and see if you're scheduled anywhere that
I think I got a corporate show.
I'll do that right now. Frank,
I think I got a. No, I think I got a corporate show
no,
in Hawaii.
In Hawaii.
Yeah, and I don't like to fly over water. I told you that before.
Well, this is. Are you taking a ship?
I don't know how I'm getting there yet. Maybe do they have teleportation devices yet?
I think they're working on it.
Like
actually.
The fact that I'd risk that over flying over that's so
why,
stupid.
You don't like flying over?
I don't know.
Water?
I just figured that's how I was gonna die. Is
couple
flying over water.
Couple Ambien, really? Frank, and get on the plane and wake up and you're in Hawaii. On
all right. So what did you
drone.
Think of with Frank on stage? I keep.
You said you thought of something
you thought of
when
something.
You heard of Frank on stage.
I thought, well, we kind of got there already. I thought, well, then I can check out, like, if I can't see you in the Dells this weekend, maybe I look at Frank's schedule and go, well, I can catch him in Cincinnati.
Atlantic City.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, okay.
Aurora.
Yeah, yeah, those aren't too far.
Maybe I make the drive there to
ooh,
check
Tulsa,
you out.
Tulsa, where you were born.
Who? Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you remember Frank was born. I was going to say, was he born in Tulsa?
No, I know. What? Would you just get here? I know you were born in Tulsa.
Guys, don't fight. I hate it when you fight.
Be better then, Frank.
All right.
That's why mommy and daddy fight, because you're bad.
All right. And now, John Gruden, marriage counselor. I'll tell you what, man. You guys kiss and make up. It's all going to be fine. These 75 years you've been together don't all go away in just 5 minutes. Did I tell you guys that he texts me every once in a while?
No.
Now?
Come on.
No, it's the greatest thing in the world.
Whenever I watch him, when he's watching you, he's got this look on his face like, I don't know if I like that, man.
Right?
You know?
I don't know. Do I want to hit him with 1,499 friends of mine with a baseball bat?
How do you read him when he's sitting there watching you, Frank?
I don't know. Is it? Sometimes I wonder if it's keep your friends close, keep your enemies closer. But from the text now, because he'll text me like, I miss you, man.
Really?
Yeah, and come with exclamation points and stuff. And that's always the funny thing is when Gruden sends you an emoji. Like, there should be a Gruden emoji.
Well, if you go and Google his name and click on images, it's just a cavalcade of different expressions.
Right?
All his faces are like, you know, he's grimacing or gritting his teeth or frowning.
I like to look angry.
Yeah, he's like got a lot mad. Going on there.
Yeah, you know what?
He's a human emoji machine.
Does he
himself.
Have a Bitmoji?
I don't know.
You know what a Bitmoji is, right?
What is it?
That's you. You make your own.
Oh, it's your own,
And you can send it, you know, you're doing different things like spiking a football or drinking coffee or laughing or, you know, Frank?
Yeah, with all the things I do.
Pick an emotion.
Maybe a Grudemoji?
Sure.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, man. But he just one morning he texted me at it was like 3:30 in the morning, which I think is lunchtime his time somewhere around there.
3:30 in the morning.
Yeah, he wakes up early. I asked him one time. I go, how do you really wake up that early? Yeah, man, 3:30 every morning. I watch video. I'm like, what time do you go to bed? 8:00.
He does a morning. It's like a morning guy. It's like us.
Yeah.
He's on the same schedule as Brian and I are on.
But he texts me.
7 hours of sleep.
And he's like, I just did a commercial where I did an impersonation of you. So now I just watch the different commercials wondering which one it was. So.
Is it for paint? Some mortgage? What is it?
Isn't he doing one for a beer now?
Well, he does Corona.
Yeah, Corona, right. Corona. Yeah.
He's the Gruden Hotline.
Yeah, right.
I give advice, man.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that one.
Yeah.
You got to cut, scrape, cut your arm off, man. That's what they do on Walking Dead.
They're actually pretty good. I think they were done well.
I was texting him, not talking to him, but I was like, your commercials are really good. I'm like, a lot of times when the sports announcers get into commercials, they're totally over the top versions of themselves. He's basically just himself with a little bit extra added, and it works. So it's like he's mocking himself just enough, but not too much. So I think he does a really good job.
See, I have an idea for a marketing campaign for the both of you.
Oh,
but I think you might not like it.
Oh, man. Let's hear this.
Well, you have John Gruden represent something, and then I'm sorry, Frank, you'd be the cheap imitation of the original.
Yeah, you know what? I've pitched something like that before.
Look at you guys.
Yeah, I told you we think exactly. I'm gonna go get a pedicure. Off the air conversation.
My toes were hurting.
I'm going to. Yeah, what was it? It's something like it's never as good as the original, something like that.
Right,
something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It was. I'm trying to remember. He said he was pitching it too, but I don't know.
It could be anything. Could be peanut butter, a car.
Yeah.
Could be anything.
Yeah, just these like guys are just carbon copies, but right. I'm the real guy.
Right. You would represent. You'd have to be the cheap imitation.
It could be anything except for Xerox, right? Xerox,
right.
And these copies are just as good as the real one.
Right. It's no good.
Hey, you're a sports fan, right, Frank?
Yeah.
You like the football and the baseball. How heartbroken were you on Sunday when number 12 didn't get off the turf in Minnesota?
Yeah. I saw it and was just like, geez, nobody's going to be happy, but a lot of people are going to need to laugh at the Crystal Grand Music Theater. All of a sudden,
car
like,
ride in the Dells.
All of a sudden, I'm like, big car. Yeah,
there no, you that go. Was perfect. Where did they get run with it? Right.
Friday.
Yeah, nothing wrong with a little laughter a week after.
Yeah, to try and. Yeah, that's wrong. I don't know. The NFL, every year you see all the guys in commercials, and then you see all the guys who aren't playing because they're injured in the commercials.
Ford had to go, doh!
Yeah, I mean, I remember a couple of years ago when it was the DirecTV commercials, and it was Tony Romo and like three other guys, Andrew Luck. Everybody had a DirecTV commercial, but they weren't playing anymore. So I don't know. Do you remember that when we were younger? It didn't seem like the stars were out all the time.
I don't think there were as many sports endorsements back then.
Is that what it is?
Okay. I remember Vince Lombardi had a Grenadilla hair cream commercial.
I remember Joe Namath was getting shaved by Farrah Fawcett.
Right.
I remember Mickey Mantle wanting his Mapo.
But even so, do you remember all the stars getting hurt as much?
I don't know. Maybe
I don't remember that. Maybe it's just you only remember the good stuff, but I don't remember. I don't even remember Brett Favre not playing.
I remember Fran Tarkington selling his pudding packs. He and Frederick Tuckerson.
Tucker Fredrickson.
Whatever. Nobody knows who he is anyway. Tucker Fredrickson. Yeah, each fruit cup was a different player.
Oh, my
gosh.
They
moved him around the table.
That's like when they change a name in a movie to protect the innocent. You just rearrange his name.
Yeah. Didn't, I don't know, wasn't it the light beer commercials that really started the whole...
athlete endorsement?
I don't know. There were athlete endorsements before.
Well, Madden would do those Miller Lite
commercials,
right? Madden would come through.
Bust through the
boom.
Yeah. Come on. Hey, that was good.
Come on.
Hey.
There you go.
You want a beer? Boom. I'll pour it into your mouth.
and then you got the World Series coming up, Frank. Who do you what happened to the Astros here?
I don't know. I was Jeff Goldblum there. I'm not even trying. I don't know. I was watching, and suddenly they went they were 2-0, and now they're 2-3. It's like going from an 0-2 pitch count to a full count.
He's got the apartment.com commercials.
Apartment.com, yeah. Yes, one of the biggest things I've ever done. Jurassic Park, Independence Day. I've saved the world, and now I can help you rent.
So who do you like of who's left?
You know, I think.
You have any name the teams for you?
No, I think the Dodgers play. The Dodgers. Did they sweep or is it
3-1? Cubs won last
Cubs
night. 3-2. Yeah.
I mean, the Yankees, they seem improbable, but they keep. I don't want. I don't know. I usually I kind of. I don't dislike the Yankees, but this year I I don't like them. So
Dodgers, Yankees, World Series.
Yeah, it feels like forever. You know, Fox is open for that,
oh,
right?
Sure.
East Coast versus West Coast.
And
that's
then
all
you can
have.
Have Aaron Judge as Reggie Jackson with three bombs in one game.
Oh, it'd be like 40 years since
Yeah, I think it's Dodgers, Yankees. I'm friends with Dallas Keuchel, the pitcher who he lost last night.
He struggled.
Yeah, but he's been great. But
wait, how are you friends with him?
You know. It's one of those weird things. I grew a beard and we were in a beard club. No. had pedicures together.
Off the air.
Off the air. Conversation coming back. Hey, only joke for the three
I
of
was
us.
Limping.
So I did a charity event for Russell Wilson a couple years ago on my son's birthday, and he played catch with my son for his birthday, which was like the greatest thing in the world. It was pretty cool. And then ended up being friends with some of his agent manager, and they invited us to go to up at a suite at the Cardinals game. And Dallas is one of the guys who's represented by the same management agent or whatever. So I got to talking to him, and then I did a thing for the Gold Glove Awards, and Dallas was there as well. So I got to hang out with him a couple times. Very nice, down-to-earth guy, and just pretty cool.
Born in Tulsa.
Was he born in Tulsa?
Yeah.
That's three of us.
Says right
me,
here.
Frank.
Yeah, me. I'm Dallas. I'm adopting Tulsa.
There you go.
Dallas, born in Tulsa.
All right, so tomorrow night.
Right, was there a guy named Tulsa, you know,
fill in the blank. So tomorrow night, you're in the Dells. You're going to take a ride on a water slide before the show?
Yeah, it's actually at the end of a Noah's Ark slide.
Bam.
Boom. Instead of going into water, you fly into me.
There's a guy who knows his state.
Hey, we went there for, and I'm not, this is not a paid endorsement. I have to say this every time because it sounds like people are thinking. We went to the Dells over the summer. And we went to the Wilderness Lodge, I believe it was called.
Yeah.
And my kids actually said they liked it better than Disney World.
Wow.
That is quite an endorsement.
And I was like, we can keep coming back here because this is about 1/8 the cost of Disney World.
Hey, man, that's quite an endorsement.
I'll tell you what, man. You want to come change a tire with me? You want to change a tire with me at the Dells, man?
What's
a Dell?
What is showtime at the Crystal Grand Music Theater in the Dells tomorrow night?
I'm guessing like 8 o'clock somewhere.
All right.
That's the time you're getting there anyway.
FrankOnStage.com. Get your tickets there. Find out the showtime. Anything else they can do there. Whatever.
Find out where else you can see him. Atlantic City, Tulsa. All right. He's all over the country. Yeah. Frank, always fun.
Hey, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. Frank Caliendo. He'll be in the Dells.